Welcome back to another bonus additional episode of Capes and Tights, a comic book and pop culture podcast hosted by myself, Justin Soderberg, and we come out every week with my co-host Adam Morissette, and we'll have a new episode for you on Wednesday, which is the original trilogy of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles review. So Adam and I rewatched those, and on Wednesday you'll be able to watch that or listen to that on your favorite podcast platform, or you can visit capesandtights.com to get that Wednesday, coming out on Wednesday podcast. So hope you guys enjoy that. This week, on a Monday, every week actually, I come out with my pull list, which comic books that I'm going to pick up at my local comic book shop, my LCS, in Bangor, Maine. I go to Galactic Comics and Collectibles with Paul Eaton's shop over there. Paul was on last week. You can check that out also on your favorite podcasting platform as well. As well as we actually released, just before I forget, a bonus episode on Saturday. Adam and I watched the first three episodes of the show Why the Last Man, which is on FX on Hulu, and did our quick review of the first three episodes. We're looking forward to more of that, but you can get that also on your favorite podcasting platform or at capesandtights.com to have links to all those things. But this week on my pull list, we're going to talk a few comic books. It's a big week in my book because a specific comic book's coming out, but we'll get to that here in a second. I like to just preface these episodes, these quick episodes, with saying I do not usually buy DC comics. There's nothing against DC in that aspect. If I just don't read them. So most of these pull lists do not include a DC comic book on them. I do buy usually from Marvel, Image, IDW, Boom, Scout, Black Caravan. Those are the books I usually buy through those publishers. But, you know, every once in a while you might see one on there. I might pick one out to put out there if I see it, that's a big release, but I'm just talking about the comic books that I'm going to buy this week, and here we go. So again, I'm Justin Soderberg. I'm the host of Capes and Tights, and this is my pull list. So I'll start it off with an actual local person here in Maine. His name is Joseph Schmalke. He is the publisher, co-publisher of Black Caravan, comic books on Scout. It's an imprint of Scout comic books, and this week his Cherry Blackbird number 2 comes out. And I cannot wait for that to come out. It's a unbelievable book, unbelievable artist, unbelievable writer and creator. Joseph Schmalke has been on The Main State of Mind, which is our original name before we split off to do this. He's been on to talk about his stuff. So you can check that out on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, The Main State of Mind. And his name is Joseph Schmalke. You can check that episode out too as well. But the big thing this week, the big one I'm looking forward to, is The Last Ronin number 4. That is the 4 out of 5 issues in this miniseries put out on IDW in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles universe. That has been unbelievable. It's post-apocalyptic style. There's one turtle left getting revenge in the world. It's dark. It's gritty. It's amazing. And our friend at the podcast and my personal friend, Ben Bishop, is the co-artist on the issues. He does a lot of the flashbacks and stuff in the issue. Who's from Westbrook, Portland, Maine area, and owns Split Decision Comic Books down there, which is a comic book publisher that he's put out the book The Aggregate on, and much other stuff coming soon. But the biggest thing I've been waiting, it comes out every few months. I've been really excited to wait for this. I will be picking that up. I'll be picking up multiple covers of that. That is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin, number 4. It's Ben Bishop, our buddy. It's Kevin Eastman, Tom Waltz, bunch of other people on that. They've had multiple different variant covers for it. It has been an unbelievable series, and I cannot wait for this issue. And then again, in a couple months from now, issue 5 will come out, and it will complete the series, and I cannot wait. We are so pumped. And actually, I think Adam and I will probably do some sort of, you know, review afterwards to talk about the whole series, you know, when this is completed. But this week's big issue is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 4, The Last Ronin. But let's talk some other things too. So I'll be also getting Dark Blood number 3. That's coming out this week on Image. Or no, I think it's on Boom. I actually don't remember, but it's coming out this week. Dark Blood number 3. Death of Doctor Strange number 1. I'll be getting that in cover A. And I'll also be getting the Scotty Young cover, because anybody who listens to this podcast knows, big Scotty Young fan over here. Fantastic Four number 36 comes out. Frontiersman number 1 is coming out this week too. That's an Image book. Excited for that one as well. But yeah, so, you know, it's definitely a book to look forward to. Frontiersman number 1 coming out on Image. Guardians of the Galaxy number 18. King Spawn number 2. So this is the new series that Todd McFarlane's come out with on his Image publications. And so this will be the number two in that one. It's the first one out of his newer series that are coming out that has an issue two. Next in line is Gunslinger Spawn. That's coming out soon. I will give credit to Todd McFarlane. This book is $2.99 still. All Spawn comic books, except for the different issue ones, which were double issues of King Spawn, Spawn Universe, and again, Gunslinger Spawn will be this way. We're all $5.99 because those were special double issues, but he has kept the books at $2.99, and I credit him for that, especially how I'm a Spawn fan, and I love picking those books up at, you know, $6 a comic book, $5 a comic book, even $4 a comic book. A lot of comics are those, and gets expensive, but $2.99. Mad props to Todd McFarlane for keeping that going. I'll be picking up Moon Knight number 3, Reptile number 4. Those are all Marvel books. Star Wars Bounty Hunters number 16 is coming out this week as well. United States of Captain America number 4 and that miniseries. Excited for that one. X-Corp number 5 and X-Men number 3. So that's my list this week. But the big one, again, is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin number 4. I'll be picking up multiple covers of that Kevin Eastman, Ben Bishop book. A little background on that one. With few allies, the Ronin takes on his on the greatest risk yet to infiltrate Baxter Stockman's Tech Island. What happened many years ago to set Ronan on this quest for vengeance? Find out this action-packed penultimate issue coming out this week at your local comic book shop. Be sure to pick that one up. It is unbelievable. Please find a way to read the first three issues, now this fourth issue, and then again the fifth issue coming out in a couple months. This series is one of my favorite comic books that have come out in many, 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 many years, and I've been looking forward to this issue coming out. So get out there and get that comic book. It's hard to obviously find number one, you know, two and three for cheap because they are limited, but you can find them. And there's also second and third printings for a lot of these things too. So pick them up and read them because they're amazing. And give our boy Ben Bishop, Mainer, fellow Mainer, comic book artist, comic book creator, credit. And the due he's due actually because he is an unbelievable artist, and I'm excited for his success and this book and so on. So again, that's my list this week. I picked this up at your local comic book shop. Anywhere you are, reach out. You can check out previewsworld.com for a complete list of all of the different comic books coming out this week. And but I'll go through a couple keys. The keys are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin number 4, Cherry Blackbird number 2 coming out on Black Caravan. Personally, I think that King Spawn number 2 is going to be fun, and Frontiersman number 1. And again, I got to give my shout out to my boy Scotty Young and his variant cover for Death of Doctor Strange number 1 coming out this week at your local comic book shop. So again, thanks everybody for listening. You can subscribe, rate, review, all that stuff on your favorite podcasting platforms, specifically on Apple. I love 5 stars. It'd be great. Helps us get up there in the rankings and get more audience going. But check out this latest episode last week with Paul Eaton of the Galactic Comics comic book shop in Bangor. And then this past Saturday, we put a bonus episode out reviewing the first 3 episodes of Why the Last Man on FX on Hulu. We also put out my favorite top 10 Michael Del Mundo covers that came out on Friday. So check that out. But look forward to this week, this Wednesday. Subscribe to your favorite podcasting platform to get this Wednesday's episode when Adam and I talked the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 trilogy movies from the 1990s, gave our reviews, gave our input, and so on. And then keep an eye out for the following week because we rate the Clerks movie put out by Kevin Smith in 1994 as we prepare for the Bangor Comic and Toy Con on October 1st to the 3rd in Bangor, Maine at the Bangor Mall, where the Clerks reunion will be there with Brian O'Halloran, Jeff Anderson, and Jason Mewes coming together to do that. So thank you everybody for listening. That's my pull list for this week. Check us out on capesandtights.com and on Instagram and Facebook at Capes and Tights Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter now, Capes Tights Pod. Check us all out. Thank you guys very much for listening. Have a good one.